Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobalt podcast on the iHeartRadio app. It's the John Cobalt Show. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And we're on from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, you could hear the show as a podcast, John Cobalt Show, on demand on the iHeart app. We'll get to the poll, the district attorney poll that we started yesterday that just closed. And I realize in the modern world, you really can't do these things on Twitter anymore. It was war of the bots for various candidates. We'll explain the whole thing coming up in a few minutes. I wanted to start with, I thought this is the biggest news of the day for our purposes, especially since we're covering the L.A. County District Attorney's race so heavily to get George Gascon out of office. Gascon is constantly insisting that crime has gone down ever since he took over because his progressive methods work. Well, today, the big news was shoplifting reports in Los Angeles surged by 81% in 2023. 81%. And these are just the reported thefts. As we know, lots of thefts are not reported. So can you imagine if there's a way to count every time a shoplifter stole something, what it would be? We're going to go down to Blake Trolley, KFI News, and he's got all the details.
Yeah, John, there's a lot of speculation that this number is actually a lot lower than what the reality actually is out on the streets. But yeah, last year, there were nearly 12,000 shoplifting cases reported to the LAPD. This is up from around 6,600 reports in 2022. Now, if you go back to 2014, the closest shoplifting ever got to that 12,000 number is around 7,100 cases. So LA really did see a big jump last year. Now, to break these numbers down, Canoga Park had the most reports at 767. If you'll remember, John, this is where that Nordstrom's was hit in a very high profile smash and grab robbery that we ended up covering on the ground.
Sure. And everybody saw that on television for several nights, that video over and over again. So I guess all the bad guys realized, hey, Canoga Park is the place to go.
Yeah, I remember talking to people actually at that mall. I went to that Westfield Topanga Mall to cover that story, and people were telling me that shoplifting was a real problem there. Downtown L.A. came in second, 747 cases there, and then Sawtelle out on the west side had 701 cases. Now, I do want to point this out. It doesn't appear that L.A. is alone. There was a rally behind a bill recently, and this is a bill that would have thieves on their third theft conviction facing up to 3 years in jail. We heard regional testimony, both from the Inland Empire and from Orange County. Down in Orange County, a retail official said every single city in Orange County is dealing with an uptick in retail theft. And San Marino Police Chief Darren Goodman says his city has not been spared by retail theft. Take a listen to these numbers.
In 2020, we had 429 shoplifting reports. In 2023, we saw 1,028. This is an increase of 140%. However, those numbers do not reflect the true damage, since many of the victims have become hopeless and conditioned not to report the thefts because they feel that there's no consequence.
This morning, I also spoke to Assemblyman Bill Asaley. He says the same thing. He says, look, these numbers are probably a lot lower than what reality is based on the testimony that he's getting. And I had asked him if this data, he thinks this data is going to push lawmakers in Sacramento to, enact stiffer punishments for retail theft. And he said, yeah, well, they might take some action. And I know he's talked about this on the show. We've talked about this on the show. He says, until there's local jail capacity, even if people are actually charged with misdemeanors, even if they're charged with felonies, they're more than likely not going to be doing a lot of time at the county jail.
Well, yeah, because it's a systemic problem now, to use one of the progressives' words, because when back in, 2011, I think, Jerry Brown got that Prisoner Dumping Act passed, and that sent state prisoners into local county jails, and that pushed out local criminals onto the streets, and all the jails always seem to be at capacity, so no misdemeanors are ever charged. I've heard that most misdemeanors have zero jail time as a consequence here in L.A. County because there's never any space. They're always letting prisoners out of the state prisons to occupy the county jails.
Yeah, Asaley says that in Riverside County, so this is under his jurisdiction, every single person that's in prison, is in the county jail there, committed a crime against another person. He said they don't have the capacity to hold anybody on property crime. So he does not suspect that stiffer punishments alone are going to lead to more people actually serving sentences.
They ruined the system several different ways. They had Prop 47, they had Prop 57, they had, I think it was called AB 109, and that originally sent the state prisoners to the county jails. You have the LA County supervisors wanting to close the jails. So they eliminated jail space. They intentionally overcrowded the county jails, and they, for all practical purposes, legalized retail theft. They legalized it, which is why you have, double the number of incidents in 2023. And on top of that, there's a huge number of unreported crimes. So this is what the progressive movement wanted to happen. It's not a mistake. It's not a screw up. This is the end result that they desired. And their plan all these years, it's gone on 13 years now, worked. And this is where we are.
Yeah, and I would expect to see a lot. Well, one thing I want to point out here, John, and I know this is something that you and Todd Spitzer, I believe, have a date on. Is it next week? When are you going down for
It's
going to
be Thursday, February 22nd.
Okay. I was going to say, I would expect to see a lot aimed at Prop 47 this election year coming out of Sacramento. As you know, Governor Newsom has called for stiffer punishments, including adding up the value of several thefts to reach grand theft. And right now, as we are talking about your push, and I know you and Todd Spitzer, again, are going to be rallying for this. There is an effort by the California District Attorneys Association to repeal parts of Prop 47. Yeah. And among the measures taken, and I know there's a lot on this list, but just to remind the listeners here, is this would have repeat offenders of shoplifting despite the value facing felonies. It also allows judges to impose enhancements for smash and grab robberies. It's really a new type of crime. And this proposed ballot initiative seems to take direct aim at this new crime.
Yeah, and that's exactly the proposed referendum that we're going to be gathering signatures for at the Honda Center in Anaheim on Thursday, February 22nd. We're going to be doing it along with Todd Spitzer, the Orange County DA. In fact, I'm meaning this hour to get into all the details so that people know what to do that day. Something's got to give here. And we can't have any more like Newsom running around blaming the Target clerk for allowing a theft right in front of his eyes. I mean, that crap has got to stop.
When I talked to Bill Asaley this morning, he pointed to that as Newsom basically admitting that this goes underreported.
Right.
He witnessed it happen himself. You know, have you seen who's actually signed off on that proposed ballot initiative? One of the names that stuck out to me was San Francisco Mayor London Breach.
Yeah.
He's signed off as endorsing that that ballot initiative.
Yeah, huge convert. And also the San Jose mayor. I forgot his name. He's another progressive, and he is supporting this new proposition. So, yeah, there's a lot of converts because the cities have gone to hell. Nobody wants to live like this.
Yeah, according to the website, I was reading a website for that proposed ballot initiative, and they're saying that 70% of Californians support this move. And we're seeing that. I mean, we're seeing bipartisan support pretty largely for this push.
Yeah, but going back to one of your original points, we've got to open up space at the jails and in the prisons. If it means building more jails and prisons, then that's going to have to be the next step, because you could arrest these guys and charge them, but if there's no consequence, they're going to go and steal. There's not even bail anymore for this stuff. You can't hold them even for an hour. The whole system was destroyed.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a walk backwards. We're going to see the football get pushed backwards. So first it's going to be stiffen the punishments. Then the next conversation, I'm sure that's coming once all this is enacted, is we've got to open up capacity if this is the direction the state's going to move.
Very good, Blake. Thank you for coming on with all that.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Matt Mahan is the name of the mayor of San Jose. He's also another progressive who's joined the movement to turn crimes back into crime. These are things that always should have been prosecuted, and it really went off the rails over the last 10 years. Really badly. When we come back, though, we're going to play you some recent clips of George Gascon, who says crime is down under his policies. He was lying. Of course he was lying, because that's what George Gascon does. Also going to talk about Thursday the 22nd, our big gathering at the Honda Center in Anaheim in the parking lot, signature gathering to do a massive revision of Prop 47, and also talk about the wacky online Twitter poll we did yesterday for the L.A. County District Attorney race. A lot to come here. Oh, and Eric Siddall is coming on in studio in the 2 o'clock hour. He's one of the top candidates to replace Gascon. And 3 o'clock, Steve Garvey coming in. There was a debate last night that he had against the three blockheads running for U.S. Senator. Exhausted already. I'm tired.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. We just had Blake Trolley on with this shocking report. Yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm shocked anybody released this thing. That's what I'm surprised about. Shoplifting reports in the city of Los Angeles went up 81% in 2023. And I have to stress, these are the shoplifting incidents that were actually reported. There are thousands, obviously, that don't get reported because so many people have given up. There was about 6,600 in 2022. There was nearly 12,000 in 2023. And by the way, 6,600 was more of a normal year. But 12,000. And retail crime, including smash and grabs, went up as well. And one shopper was quoted by CBS, was quoted by Channel 5 as saying, "I think it's become an epidemic." And of course it's become an epidemic. We all see the news, and those are just the stories that the TV stations can cover, that they're aware of, that have video. You know, if there isn't any video, it's not a news story, and the video has to be released. And often it gets released when you have the spectacular smash and grabs where 30 guys show up at an Nordstrom's. But it happened in front of Newman. It happened in front of Newsom the other day. And the jackass blamed the Target clerk, a woman, for not tackling the thief. Of course, he wouldn't risk mussing his pretty boy hairdo by tackling the thief. This guy, and Newsom's a big guy. He's tall. He wants the Target clerk, who is under restrictions by her employer. Newsom wasn't under restrictions. He could have tackled the guy, but might get his suit dirty. What a wimp. There's a real referendum that we're collecting signatures for. And I saw just at my grocery store the other day, there was a guy outside and he was collecting signatures. We're going to do this ourselves. We're going to broadcast live from the Honda Center on Thursday, February 22nd. From noon to 6 p.m., signatures will be gathered. We'll be on the air from 1 until 4. It's for the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. It's going to be lot 4 of the Honda Center. You'll just go to the Honda Center, and you'll see the signs and the arrows and the flags, whatever. And you'll be able to come. You can watch us do the show. And we're going to be talking to a lot of people, obviously. But the most important thing is you got to sign the petitions. They're going to have petitions for L.A. County, Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, all the counties in the region. 1 to 4 o'clock is our show on Thursday, February 22nd from the Honda Center. They'll be taking signatures from noon to 6. So anytime in the afternoon, you could come and sign the petitions. We get this on the ballot, and this is a steamroller. They already have 360,000, and that was last week's number. I don't know what it's up to yet. But this is a real steamroller, and this will change things. And then, as we were talking with Blake, we got to do something about the jail capacity. Because they have half as many state prisoners as they used to. They dumped out half the prisoners. They put a lot of them in the county jails. And then said, oh, look at that, there's no room. So anybody who steals stuff doesn't go to prison, doesn't go to jail. This Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act will do in part? Third time they catch you, that's a felony. That's state prison. Right now, you could steal every day $9.50 or less and never, ever go to jail. Never go to county jail, let alone state prison. But third time they catch you under this referendum, and you're going to state prison. And that's going to be mightily unpleasant. And this is what has to be done. There has to be zero tolerance, in fact, an outright war on everybody who lies and everybody who BS's, starting with George Gascon. So remember, we've gone from 6,600 shoplifting thefts to 12,000 last year. Here's what Gascon said the other night. I want to cut 6 first. What Gascon said at the debate against the other candidates.
Now, for the last year, we have seen crime coming down, not only in our community, but we're seeing crime going down nationwide. At the same time that we have continued with the reform efforts.
No, Gascon is lying because shoplifting is up 81%. In fact, let me see here. Overall retail crime, which includes felony smash and grabs, went up 15%. So he's lying because that's what he does. We also became aware, and we don't have time to play the whole story today. We're going to do it tomorrow. We've got a very crowded show today. Here's an excerpt from CBS News doing an entire segment, a massive tongue bath, multiple tongues used on Gascon here. We're playing a little clip about where he insists he's not soft on crime.
They say you're soft on crime.
Right.
Are you soft on crime?
People say, well, you are soft because you're not seeking 100 years, you're seeking 20 years.
And you're not seeking the death penalty.
And I'm not seeking the death penalty, right.
So you have the numbers to prove that you're not soft on crime?
Absolutely that we do.
Can you share those with us?
We can share with you the number of prosecutions. We'll give you 10 years of rates of filing cases, 10 years of the way that we've prosecuted cases.
His office provided this graph showing actual filings have dropped by more than 5,000 cases in those 10 years. They believe the downward trend, though, started before Gascon took office and is statistically insignificant.
That sounds like a load of crap, doesn't it? There's always misdirection. Oh, no, he's been in office for 3 years. Everybody in office who screws up blames the previous person in office. and tries to talk about the trend. Not trend. Either prosecuted the cases or you didn't. He lied. He's not prosecuting cases. We've heard there's 14,000 unprosecuted cases in the system since Gascon took over. And he lied about crime going down. Again, shoplifting, 81% increase just in the city of Los Angeles. And that's just reported shoplifting thefts. Oh, my God. All right. So we'll be back coming up with lots of stuff here. I'll tell you when we come back.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, Eric Sadal coming into the studio. He's one of the top candidates to replace George Gascon. We'll talk with him about the shoplifting rate up 81% in the city of L.A. in 2023. 81%. And Gascon going around lying his ass off about it. So we'll get to Eric Sadal in just a half an hour. This story was in the El Segundo Times. Half of Americans say that California is in decline. Well, I can't wait till Newsom is campaigning for president later this year after they flush Biden. I can't wait to see the greeting that he gets around the country and try to sell the success of California as a reason he should be president. That's going to be highly entertaining. 50% of U.S. adults think that California is in decline, and this is an El Segundo Times survey. They try to tilt this story that it's it's Republicans who feel terrible about California. If you have 50% of the adults in the United States thinking California is going downhill, that's not a Republican issue. That's anybody with a pair of eyes issue. All you need to see is a 60-second video of what Newsom and his progressive friends have done to destroy San Francisco. Now, they looked around for reasons Americans would like California. And people who see racism as an important issue are more than twice as likely to think California is a good place to visit than those who think racism is unimportant. There's plenty of racism in California. There is no more or less racism here than any other state. So I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? People who think racism is an important issue. Why would you look to California? The LA Times is just stupid, isn't it? And then they print this thing like it's an amazing fact, because this is pretty high up in the story. It's like, well, what does that mean? What does the phrase important issue mean? Important in what sense? What would California have to do with it? Racism is part of human nature. It goes many different ways. Californians have different views than the rest of the country on abortion stands out. Nearly half of Californians say abortion should be legal. Nobody's moving to California or moving out of California over abortion. Good Lord. Most people never get near an abortion. Obviously, no men have an abortion. And probably, I don't know, 95%+ of women never have an abortion either. I've never heard of that being a reason to move to a place or away from a place. It says here only 2 out of 5 Americans call California a good place to raise a family. Only 2 out of 5 says its economy is strong. Less than 30% believed our state's colleges and universities are better than the other states. Less than 20% believe California has a better standard of living. Among Republicans, that's about 10%. But again, everybody watches the news. They can see what's going on here. Of course it's in decline. And the guy who's led the decline for the last 5 years, he's been intimately involved in California's decline for 20 years now. I think Gavin Newsom took over as San Francisco mayor in 2004. It was 2 terms as mayor, 2 terms as lieutenant governor, and now in his second term as governor. And not only the city of San Francisco has been destroyed, it has spread to other parts of the state to the point where he's standing helpless, foolishly, in Target, complaining that the Target clerk didn't tackle the shoplifter. I mean, I've never seen such a hapless boob in my life. Newsom has this weird ability to really make himself look like a clown. It's like the French Laundry situation, right? Somehow, he was the guy who ended up in an expensive restaurant in a crowded room with no mask on after he closed thousands of restaurants and kept millions of people from going to a restaurant. Except for him, of course. But there was something particularly boobish about that incident. And the same thing here. It's like when he flattened that kid in China, remember? He went on this diplomatic mission to the communist leader. I got a sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh, my God. I was holding that in for about 30 seconds.
Wow.
So he goes to China and he flattens that poor kid. The school kid playing basketball, and now he ends up in Target yelling at a clerk over the shoplifter. Is there something about him? It comes out in public too. Like he can't seem to control himself. Well, I mean, I don't know if half the country thinks your state sucks, and you've been the governor for the last 5 years, and you had high office for the last 20. Oh, by the way, at the end of the story, they blame Fox News. The public pounding by Fox News and conservative social media has helped drive negative views of the state. But do you know how many people watch Fox News, their highest rated show? Like when Tucker Carlson was the most popular show on Fox News, you know how many viewers he had? 3.5 million on average. Do you know how many people there are in the U.S.? 330 million. So the best show on Fox News maybe gets 1% of America watching. 99% of America does not watch Fox News, even in its highest rated hour. But this El Segundo Times blames Fox News for California's bad image around the country. But we live here. We know why. We see it up close. We got Eric Saddahl coming on 2 o'clock. Steve Garvey coming on the air at 3 o'clock. Joe Biden looking lost, wandering the stage yesterday behind the King of Jordan. We'll tell you about it when we come back. And we're still waiting for the videotapes of his interview with the special counsel to be released so we can see that he really is quite sharp.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on Demand. We become a podcast. Just after 2 o'clock, after Deborah's news, Eric Saddahl is going to come in. Eric has been on our show many times. He has been a prosecutor, deputy DA, for many years under George Gascon now, and he wants to replace Gascon. And he also is vice president of the Association of Deputy DAs. He got an endorsement from them as well. That's basically their union. We will talk to Eric Saddahl coming up after 2 o'clock. Part of the decay of Los Angeles and California in general is some really famous, in some cases, iconic attractions or famous businesses are disappearing. Like Hollywood Boulevard is become completely disgusting. And I don't think any tourist from around the country enjoys their experience walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard. In case the El Segundo Times wonders why California has such a negative image. Talk to the people who spent a lot of money planning a vacation and spent a few hours going to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What do you think the reviews of that are? Well, the homeless crisis is so bad that a historic music recording studio may be closing its doors forever. We're going to listen to ABC 7 reporter Sophie Flay.
Tents surround Sunset Sound, the legendary Hollywood recording studio.
We've been here 64 years. We've made some of the most iconic records that have been done in the industry here. And now we've got to deal with this homeless problem that is just potentially putting us out of business.
Photos show the damage of two people breaking into the building just after midnight.
It took a bunch of blank checks, then we've had to cancel these accounts.
In the last year, the building has been lit on fire twice, with burn marks to prove it. Handicapped clients and folks who live in the area can't use the sidewalk.
Right out front, needles being laid, just in plain sight, people using the bathroom anywhere they need to, destroying property.
Taylor Swift was down here, and she made the mistake of going out on the sidewalk and going to the 7-Eleven across the street, got accosted, came back to my tenant and told him, I will never come back to Sunset Sound again. This is really bad for business. Our councilman, kind of deaf ears.
There are roughly 3,000 people experiencing homelessness in City Council District 13, with just 400 shelter beds. This encampment sits across the street from Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church, which gives out free hot meals Monday through Friday.
There's clients that have been coming here for, 40, 50 years, and they've been in Hollywood. And a lot of them are really upset to see how the situation has just gotten worse and worse and worse.
Oh, my God. Taylor Swift could have gotten killed at the 7-Eleven. Can you imagine? So now Taylor Swift has rejected Hollywood because it's so filthy and foul.
I'd be so mad if I was the owner of that place. And Taylor Swift says she's never, ever coming back there again.
She's never coming back again.
Well, think about, you said Hollywood Boulevard is just completely trash now. Think about all the awards shows that we've had over the last couple of months and how much we've talked about the police going in and clearing them out before the awards and then they all come back. We didn't get to it last week, but obviously it was the Super Bowl in Vegas and there was a story about clearing out the homeless in Vegas for the Super Bowl because there was going to be millions of people coming into town for the Super Bowl.
They were clearing out the homeless from the tunnels underground.
Yeah.
Which I know somebody who's been down there She works as a paramedic, and you have no idea what kind of inner circle of hell is underneath. Some of these people actually have lost their eyesight because they haven't seen daylight in months and years.
Yeah, it's a whole underworld.
And they're all insane, and they're all armed with all kinds of bizarre weapons, and they're constantly trashing, thrashing, and killing each other. Yeah, and it's like what stupid Newsom did for the communist president when he came to visit in San Francisco.
Yep.
This is what they do. So they didn't even clear it out for clean it up for Taylor Swift coming in. Now, the villain here, the L.A. City Councilman Hugo Soto Martinez, total socialist. He's with the Socialist Democratic Party. And he's a complete socialist. He embraces people living in tents, living in the streets, embraces the feces they live behind, the drug needles they live behind. You heard Drew Dempsey, the marketing producer at Sunset Sound, right out front, needles laid in plain sight, people using the bathroom anywhere, destroying property. So they're taking a leak. They're taking a dump right on the sidewalk. And Taylor Swift looks at it and says, never again. Can you imagine? She got accosted at the 7-Eleven. Can you imagine? I mean, I've seen what hangs out at the 7-Eleven, even in nicer neighborhoods in L.A. Oh, my God. I mean, that's where all the – when the criminals came out of prison, for some reason, they all – I guess they get hungry. They all go to 7-Eleven at night. That is – really frightening. And Hugo Soto Martinez, like Karen Bass, they don't care. I mean, LA's legacy, one of LA's big business legacies, historic, is the recording industry. All the famous musicians that have recorded the most famous songs ever happened in Hollywood. And it's gone to hell. Now it's drug addicts and mental patients defecating all over the place. We went from the biggest entertainment stars in the industry to vagrants, most of whom are probably going to be dead within a couple of years of fentanyl overdose. Now they rule. Now they're in charge. And Hugo Soto Martinez, who's practically a communist, embraces this. Of course he's called. He declines an on-camera interview. Of course he does. But all these people are sociopaths. They're not bothered in the least. They get lousy coverage. They know in a minute and a half, the story will be over. People will forget about it. Most people have never seen it. Not a big deal. Everybody can just go back to urinating and defecating and injecting your drugs. It's okay. We lose a recording studio. What does it really matter? What is it? It's Eric Siddall's coming up. Eric is a deputy district attorney. He is running for LA County District Attorney. Good candidate against George Gascon. And he will be here in the studio next. And we're going to be live on Instagram, too, right? So get on Instagram.
Yeah.
You got to keep reminding me of that. I got too many things here. Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.